Hello, this is DJ Mistress X, and you're listening to Dominion Radio. On today's show, we have a very, very talented artist named Cole, somebody that I've been featuring a lot lately because I really believe in his music and what he stands for. So I just want you to listen to this interview, and then after the interview, I'll have one of his tracks that you can listen to. Also, you can check him out on MySpace. And the address there is www.myspace.com/darkbeginnings. So stay tuned.
Hey, this is Cole, and I was asked to talk about my music a little bit. So I think the best way to do this is to answer some questions that I've been asked. So the first question I have is, what do you classify yourself as? That's probably the hardest question to answer because I don't classify myself as anything musically. For my bio, I had to put something, so I listed myself as alternative, experimental, progressive, gothic. But my music is very obscure, it's very different, and I believe it's very original. So it's hard to put myself in a certain genre when it comes to my own music. People usually like to say that I am synth pop or electronic, which I could see, but I disagree with because all of my songs, well, except for about four of them, have guitar in them. And when I record, I will take the guitar and put some really weird sound effects on, almost make it sound like a synthesizer. But I experiment a lot with my sound. And I believe, you know, the basis of any song should be either sit down at a piano or a guitar and hear the essence of it. If you can't do that, then it's not really a song. And a lot of bands that rely on synthesizers really couldn't do that, you know, sit down and strip a song naked and play it that way. But as far as a certain category to classify myself in, I can't. The second question I have is, where do you get your inspiration? And that one's very easy. I could sum that up in one word: life. All my songs are about experiences I've been through and certain things I felt in my life. And in that way, I'm no different than any other artist. I just think that I tap into my dark side a little more. And I'm a little more selfish than most songwriters because the songs are all about me and in one way or another, all about my life. Most people write me off as being, you know, dark and depressing, but I like to think that in my lyrics, there is a gleam of hope somewhere. That in every song, yeah, this is depressing or this happened, but, you know, I've got this person that loves me, or, you know, I'm looking forward to this, or there's got to be something better. So I understand that my music is depressing. I think one of the most funniest things that has ever been said about my album was it was quote unquote music to slash your wrist to. And you know, that's cool. I understand that certain people aren't going to get my music. It's not for everyone. And as a matter of fact, the market for my music is not big at all. But I write what's in my heart. I'm true to my music. And I will never change the style of music that I write. And ironically, my music is inspiration in itself because of the rejection that I get and being laughed at. You know, it's like I say, if I were one of the happy, shiny people, you know, I probably wouldn't listen to my music either. I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't like it. It would depress me. But, you know, like I said, I write what's in my heart and that will never change. And music to me is both a curse and a blessing. The curse is obviously the rejection. The hardest thing about it is you are writing your deepest feelings and your deepest emotions, and you're exposing yourself to the world. And it's really hard to have people criticize your feelings or make fun of them. But it's also a blessing because through songwriting, I could heal myself. And I take all that toxic bile and bad stuff that's in my soul. I sit down at the piano or pick up a guitar, write a song, and it's released for me. So it's a very spiritual healing thing for me. And up until about 6 months ago, I never let anyone listen to my music. It was a personal thing for me. So I draw inspiration from that too now. I mean, people are, yeah, rejecting it. But on the other hand, there are people that write me and say my music has touched them or moved them. And as an artist, that's an overwhelming feeling to know that my lyrics have helped someone or touched someone in some way. And there's nothing that could, you know, replace that feeling. So you take the good with the bad. And as far as inspiration, I think that goes hand in hand with influences. And my influences range from Beethoven to Elvis Presley to, you know, Pink Floyd. So I draw from a lot of things to create my own style. And one thing that I am very, very, very inspired by is horror movies. And people usually ask me, why do you put sound bites from horror movies into your music? There's two reasons for that. Number one, it inspires me, creates a mood. And I think there's a very dark underlying current of mystery when you use spoken word samples. And the other reason is it's easy to sum up what you might have to take a whole verse or a whole song to say in one sentence. So a good example of that is a song I wrote called Deranged. And originally when I wrote that song, it was 12 minutes long because of all the things I wanted to say in there. But I found some excellent spoken word samples from various horror movies, and I chopped that song down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds because the samples just got the point across without me having to say it in my verses. I'm inspired big time by 1950s B movies and sci-fi and horror movies, and I'm also very influenced by certain composers. Danny Elfman is an excellent composer. Mark Snow, who did all of the music for The X-Files, is a genius. And what I like about that is they could write music that stirs up emotion in you without the lyrics. And I consider my lyrics to be very important. To me, it's a process that is just as important as the music and songwriting. I spend a lot of time with my lyrics, and before a musician, I consider myself a lyricist. But with certain compositions, they just instill this mood that, you know, you don't need words to express your feelings. And the fact that I write most of my music in a minor key stirs up those emotions, very dark sounding, and the lyrics combined with that just bring together a perfect marriage of what I want to convey or what I'm feeling at the time I write the song. So I pull from a lot of different influences and inspirations to make my music. The third question I have is, how do I record? That is a very boring process, and unless you're a musician, you wouldn't appreciate it. But basically, I'm a solo artist, so I have to do everything myself. I have to record all the instruments. I have to record all the vocals, which is funny because, you know, I'm 6'2" and 270 pounds. So when people hear my music, they laugh because of these high falsettos I do. They think it's some kind of a studio trick. That's the only thing I don't experiment with is my voice. I don't put effects on it besides reverb. So everything that you hear is me. I had to basically force myself to learn how to sing in higher octaves and get a wider range because I am a solo artist and I have to do everything by myself. I wanted my songs to sound like they have harmony, like it was a full band, even though it's not. And when I record, you know, obviously it starts off with a song. I'll sit down at the piano or pick up my guitar and write an actual song. And when I go into a studio, I'll just, you know, take it one track at a time and build it and layer it and layer it and layer it until it sounds decent. None of my songs have been professionally recorded because of budget, but, you know, I try to make them sound as decent as possible. And sometimes when you add 30 or 40 tracks to a song, you can really kill it and things get muffled. But, you know, I try to spend more time in the mixing process than I do in the recording process. And my first album, Dark Beginning, I actually paid to go into a home studio. And I was rushed because I had to do it by the hour. And I just, you know, was not satisfied with the overall quality of that album. I'm happy people like it. I'm happy people enjoy it. But I really know it could have done a lot better. And if I had a better budget and more time, you know, I think my limits would be endless on what I can do. So my final question is, what plans do I have for the future? Right now, I am working on 3 albums simultaneously. The first one is Curl Up and Die. I'd like to have about 14 songs on it, if at all possible. The problem is I've been songwriting since I was 16, so I've got in the neighborhood of 150 songs written in my head and on paper. The problem is I've only got about, you know, 20 songs actually recorded. So now I've gotten my own kind of a home studio, and the equipment isn't that good. The trade-off is you lack in quality, but you get to spend more time actually doing your music as opposed to paying for a studio. So I am working on Curl Up and Die, another album called Hallowed Ground, which will be all instrumental. And I hope to have about 12 tracks on that song, which is just basically, you know, compositions, my version of classical music. And an EP I have in my mind right now called Propaganda. So that's my immediate plans for the future. Of course, I would love to make this a full-time career and get signed, but I am a realist, and I know the music industry is not looking for my type of music. I'm just doing it basically, you know, for myself at this point. Music has broken my heart several times, so I had to, you know, face reality that nothing's going to happen, and I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for the few fans that I have. And we'll see what happens in the future. If anything happens, that'd be great. And if not, you know, at least I know I tried. That sounds cliche, but at least I know I gave it my best shot. And hopefully I'll be able to continue writing no matter what happens.
Irony. The definition is an event that is opposite of what is expected.
He's a little depressed.
Irony is bitter, even in small doses.
Why do you persist? I know that I resist. Let me take a journey inside your soul. We'll be right back.
And why do I defend my rights in the end after I've already lost control?
He's a little depressed.
Why can't you see that this world is killing me? All of my dreams consuming bitter irony.
He's a little depressed.
Irony. The definition is an event that is opposite of what is expected. Irony is bitter, even in small doses.
All of my dreams consuming bitter eyes.